Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and it's the fifth Wednesday of the month, and that means we visit with Matt Carmody and Kelly Whitnable from Big Stone Therapies, and they're in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your summer going, Kelly?
Good. Busy.
Yeah, you were telling me you're getting more grandkids.
I am getting more grandkids. Yep. It's good.
All right. And Matt, how's your summer going?
Mine's been going good. Busy, just like Kelly's, not with grandkids, but I moved, so we've been busy with moving and getting things packed up and moved out to a farm place, so that's taken up a lot of our summer. So.
Oh, awesome. So you're in the country now?
Yes, about 2 miles south of Madison.
Okay, great. I haven't moved in 50 years, so.
I don't suggest it. It's a lot of work.
Okay, all right. Well, we have asked Matt and Kelly to come in because, of course, parents probably don't want to hear. Well, maybe parents do want to hear. The school will be starting soon. Correct. Kids don't want to hear that, probably.
Right.
And that's why we're in here. We got some things to talk about.
Yeah. So today we decided to come in and talk about kind of what we offer with athletic training through the school. The sports screens that we do within our clinic, both in Madison or in our Appleton clinic. And we figured it was a good time with sports coming around the corner that talk about what we offer.
That's right. Kelly, talk about Big Stone Therapies here. A number of Big Stone Therapies around the country, really, in Upper Midwest.
Yep.
How many in our area here, roughly?
Oh, geez. I believe we have 50 clinics overall in five-state area. This is my 30th year with Big Stone, and so we started with five clinics and just PT, and have grown to PT, OT, speech, athletic training. So really have grown with the theory of providing rock solid rehab to the rural area. And when we started, the guys allowed me to do what I love, which is sports medicine, with my athletic training degree, and started in a few local schools, and that has expanded to quite a few schools in our local area. Our goal is to get kids back to athletics quicker and safer without risk of increasing injury, and have found that when we're in the school and we're also in the clinics treating, that we can transition them pretty well back and have good communication with the schools and the coaches to get that done in a timely manner.
Good. 30 years with Big Stone, huh?
30 years as of July 1st, yeah.
That's pretty cool. How long for you, Matt?
11 years as of June.
Okay. You got a little ways to catch up.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, sports physicals, when does that start, or is there...
Well, we're not involved in the sports physicals. Right. Okay. The kids schedule those with their local providers.
Right.
What we do, though, is we provide 2 days a week that we go to the school on-site and provide sports screens, so looking at any injuries, aches, pains, to see do they need more, do they need to go to the doctor, do they need rehab. We can also provide those screens in our clinics if it's a day that we're not there. Typically, Matt and I are at the Lacaparral School on Mondays and Wednesdays, but any other day they can call Appleton or Madison and get a free sports screen. Typically in Madison, Matt and I and Amanda or Kelsey are doing the sports screens. In Appleton, it's myself, Kelsey Lund, and Neil Feist.
Okay.
So any one of us can do a sports screen and help get those kids headed back on the right track.
Okay. Are sports screens required then?
No. Okay. So it's one of those that if someone gets, like Kelly mentioned, injured or aches and pains, and they're, you know, kind of unsure, like, hey, does this require like full-blown physical therapy? It's a good way for them to come in. We can, like I said, assess, see what's going on, and then we can make a recommendation. There's times where, and this is, we do this at the school as well, where they come in and we say, all right, we feel like here's some exercises, here's some treatments you can do on your own. We'll follow up in maybe a week or 2 weeks. If things are going better, hey, awesome. We don't need to keep doing it now. Or if they come in and we're like, well, this is gonna be really hard to manage with exercise alone and we need to do some more things, then we can make that recommendation to say, hey, I think it'd be a really good idea to actually get involved in physical therapy, occupational therapy, and have actual treatment. A lot of times we try to help facilitate that as well. You know, I'm in Madison, so if I was asked, hey, you know, who's your local doctor, try to reach out to them, say, hey, we got this going on. Would you be willing to write a therapy order for them so we can get them into therapy, or can we get them into your guys' clinic so we can get them assessed further and see if what type of treatment they need? But we try to facilitate that. It kind of helps that transition to be a little bit more smooth and try to help out so there's not so much back end work on the parents and the athletes.
Okay. What kind of sports injuries do you see most often, would you say? Who wants to take that one? Start with knees. Knees seem to be a lot of it. My granddaughter had two knee surgeries when she was in high school in Montevideo there. So,
I would say knees, but also especially in a lot of dance, running, I'm seeing a lot of hip flexor injuries, hamstring injuries due to poor core engagement and flexibility, mobility. Also, we see quite a few concussions, head injuries. You know, the thing to think about is what's the difference between soreness and pain? You know, and typically people wait too long to talk to us about it, and then it takes us longer to get them better. If they bring it up quick and we can decrease the soreness and give them some corrective exercises and flexibility stuff, they come around pretty quick. But the longer they wait, then we can end up with some more serious things that are going to take a little longer rehab.
And I kind of agree with like what Kelly's saying too. Yeah, the sooner we kind of find out about them, I always give the education to kids too, that especially if they talk about them in preseason or before competition starts. You know, I was an athlete in high school. I hated to sit out. I never wanted to miss anything. So I always talk to the kids like, hey, okay, we might have to have you miss a couple days of practice, miss one competition at the beginning of the year because of what's going on. But if we can get you better back to 100%, you know, in this week's time frame where you're taking a little bit easier at practice or games, now we're going to be probably 90 to 100% for the whole year. And then especially when it comes playoff time, the big time competitions, you're going to be excelling. Now, if we try to push through this, now we might end up playing at the year at 60 to 70% and just kind of aches and pains all year. And that's kind of where we really want to, the sooner we know about it, the sooner you let us know, the better we can get you feeling better. Even if it's like, hey, we might have to back off on a few things for a couple days or for a week.
Okay. Awesome. The evolution of what you guys do is been a lot since I was in high school. 50 years ago, I was a four sport athlete. 50 years ago, the worst injury I had was a very bad sprained ankle, and the coach just said, go home and put some ice on it. You don't do that anymore, right?
Yeah,
not quite.
Is that right?
No, a little bit. We do a little bit more than that.
You've had some sports injuries.
Yep. I've played plenty of sports. Again, I've been fortunate not to have anything major. Same thing too. Probably the worst was a sprained ankle. And but yeah, you know, the big thing probably nowadays from when you were in high school, and even myself too, is trying to get that early mobility and a pain-free motion, and trying to educate kids that motion is lotion. That motion is safe as long as we do it in that pain-free range. And it's okay to get moving. And a lot of kids come around much more quickly when we get some nice safe motion going. And like low exercises to start with, it seems to go a little bit better than just saying, hey, just go put ice on it, don't move it, and you'll be better in a couple days.
Right. Concussions is really involved too, I think. I've had concussions when I played high school sports, and nothing, you know, we didn't even think about it, it wasn't even mentioned. Now it is. Dwayne Hass and I always joke with each other, maybe it's old age, but you know, we forget a lot. Oh, it's all them concussions we had by playing football back in the 70s and stuff. But that's a lot different today, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not I'm aging myself, but I graduated in 2005 from high school and played college football 05 to 09. And I remember I got a concussion in college, and it was one of those where they're just like, every day I had to go to the treatment room. They made me ride in a stationary bike. They said, hey, are you okay? Yep, I was back to practice 3 days later. That's not what we do anymore. There's a lot more into it. There's just a lot more education about the safety aspect of returning kids too soon, and putting them back into sports. Just much more knowledge. I'm not saying they did it wrong back in the day. It's right. just that they did what they thought was best, and now we have more knowledge, and we're doing what is best for kids now.
Yeah, it's all about safety, that's for sure. Yep. So, all right. Anything else you want to mention, Kelly?
We also do talk about sports nutrition and hydration. You know, our society isn't real great about nutrition and hydration, and just really talking to athletes about fuel in and fuel out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you aren't getting the right fuel on the front end, your performance isn't going to be as good, right. and you're also going to be more likely to be injured, and it does take you longer to recover if you're not well hydrated and get that good nutrition. Right. So they can talk to us, or we got a lot of great dietitians in the area that really can help them get set up on a good diet program to help improve their performance.
Right. Good. So. Yeah, hydration. I learned this from John Sherb in cross country. You don't start hydrating the day before a meet, right? You do maybe a week, 2 weeks before.
It's a week-long process. It's not a, you try to hydrate right before competition or the same day, you're going to find out real quick that you probably aren't as hydrated as you could be.
Then they get to be our friends on the side.
Then they get to hang out with us, yep.
So, you guys do a great job at athletic events. You're in the gym, you're on the football fields, you're there, and you guys do a great job with that. So
thank you.
It's all about safety. Yeah. Right, and take care of people.
Yeah, we love to do it and love to get the kids back. We want to see them participate, even though they don't believe it. We want to see them participate as much or more than they want to participate. Right. We just have their safety in mind.
Yep. Okay, tell us about the screenings again. How can someone get a screening?
So you can call either to the Madison Clinic or Big Stone Therapies Clinic in Madison, Big Stone Therapy Clinic in Appleton. You know, Montevideo probably does them as well. We're not in those clinics, but any of our clinics, they offer free screens. If you call and talk to our front desk and just let them know, like, hey, I'd like to do a free sports screen with Kelly, Matt, Kelsey, Amanda, whoever it may be. Typically, it's 30 minutes. We do a quick assessment, see how you're doing, try to give you a few exercises if we feel like that's appropriate, or if we feel like there's more that we need to do from in starting to initiate therapy, then we can help facilitate getting orders on that to get you into our clinic.
Okay. All right. Real good. Well, I always ask you, what do you like about working with Big Stone Therapy at Big Stone Therapy? That's what I like to ask at the end of the programs here. Who wants to tackle that first?
I can go first. Yeah. There's a reason I stayed with Big Stone for 30 years. They're faith-based, which is very important to me. Mm-hmm. Family-based, which is also very important to me. And they've allowed me as an assistant and an athletic trainer to grow professionally and personally. And those things are all important to me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I mean, I would echo what Kelly said. They do a great job of, like, professional growth. I mean, they bring in a lot of continuing education courses that would cost me out of pocket a lot of money, but we get them because we work for them, we get them for free. So it's nice they really focus on wanting to give that true rock solid rehab. You know, they give us every opportunity to grow professionally to really help all of our patients, whether it's athletes, older adults, kids, whatever it may be.
Yep. And on a personal note, I've been doing therapy with you guys the last few years. You see me more and more because of my age, I think. But you guys do a great job. I get the work. Amanda worked with Amanda a lot, and she's got me back out the door and going again. So do a great job.
Good. Glad.
We're blessed to have the awesome therapists in our area that we have. So
it ages me because I walked in there, I saw Kelsey Lund. Wasn't I just broadcasting your high school games, Kelsey?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yep.
So, all right, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank Paul.
Thank you.
Matt Carmody and Kelly Whitnable with Big Stone Therapies, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.